"You never said anything about them," complained Bill.
"I only saw them afterwards. I was looking for the collar. You remember. They came back to me afterwards. I knew how Cayley would feel about it. Poor devil."
"Go on," said Bill.
"Well, then, we had the inquest, and of course I noticed, and I suppose you did too, the curious fact that Robert had asked his way at the second lodge and not at the first. So I talked to Amos and Parsons. That made it more curious. Amos told me that Robert had gone out of his way to speak to him, had called to him, in fact. Parsons told me that his wife was out in their little garden at the first lodge all the afternoon, and was certain that Robert had never come past it. He also told me that Cayley had put him on to a job in the front lawn that afternoon. So I had another guess. Robert had used the secret passage, the passage which comes out into the park between the first and second lodges. Robert, then, had been in the house. It was a put-up job between Robert and Cayley. But how could Robert be there without Mark knowing? Obviously Mark knew, too. What did it all mean?"
"When was this?" interrupted Bill. "Just after the inquest? After you'd seen Amos and Parsons, of course?"
"Yes, I got up and left them, and came to look for you. I'd got back to the clothes then. Why did Mark change his clothes so secretly? Disguise? But then, what about his face? That was much more important than clothes. His face, his beard. He'd have to shave off his beard, and then, oh, idiot! I saw you looking at that poster. Mark acting. Mark made up. Mark disguised. Oh, priceless idiot! Mark was Robert."
"Matches, please,"